RDRR, baby, we're back. It is another episode of Life in the Fast Lane. It is your CTO, Kyle Parks, here, and Nicholas is finally back.
He's back.
It was such a quiet... Well, it wasn't really a quiet week. It was a busy fucking week last week. I mean, a busy week.
Yeah?
Yeah, so Monday I had to take off because Miss Maylin had her one-year appointment. So she passed with flying colors, but she got four shots and some blood work done. And Chloe's like, I can't do that by myself just yet, especially since she's pregnant again. She's like, I just don't want to hold her down and do all this. She's like, can you please come with me, hold her down? And typically with all those vaccines that she, because it's like hepatitis and shit like mm-hmm. that, which is like stuff that I'm okay with her getting. Mm-hmm. But they say that there's a lot of side effects to can tend to come with it, and she was very groggy in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of glad I took off for that so that I was able to just kind of help monitor her. Mm-hmm. That way Chloe wasn't stressing out, because otherwise Chloe tends to panic. Mm-hmm. And not in like a shitty way, it's just that motherly, like, oh my God, is she okay? Like, I don't like when she's doing this. It's like, no, the doctor said she's going to sleep. Like, mm-hmm. let her sleep, do her thing. We'll go do something else while she's sleeping, but just let her sleep. Let her mm-hmm. do her thing. So we ended up doing I did a little something in the afternoon for you guys. I had to take Wiggles home, but I ended up taking Maylin with me. Mm. And we swung down and dropped Wiggles off. And
thank you.
After that, we ended up coming back, hanging out, made some dinner, and went from there. But here at Dawson, dude, things were ripping. I got tarp tubes done. I got the white panels for the auger side of the machines, or like the inlet side. So they were done. And then I had to run up the demo truck on Friday. Dude, I was up at 4 o'clock. That hurt. But ran the demo truck up to New Jersey, which, by the way, Philadelphia, fix your fucking roads.
They're awful.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Dude, the 450 beat the snot out of me. I was mm-hmm. talking to Chloe on the ride up because she was driving to work. And I was like, mm-hmm. Like, it was beating the snot out of me. Mm-hmm. Luckily, coming home, the truck that I had, the suspension gave a little bit more, so it wasn't quite as bad.
Smaller truck.
Yeah, it was a smaller truck, but I brought that back so that we could work on their Truckmate HD because they were having some issues with one of the motors.
Well, after seeing it, I know why there's an issue.
Yeah, there's a couple reasons. So. Yeah,
it's not. I don't think it's on us.
They were like, we literally took it off the pallet and put it on the truck. I was like, did you read the instructions?
No.
But
what I found cool was that when you got up there, you helped them do a couple runs with the Mulchmate. And we kept telling them, like, the Truckmate HD and the Truckmate lineup is good and all, but
it's not a Mulchmate.
It ain't a Mulchmate.
No.
It's not. It's like buying an
F4. And that's exactly what I told them. I'm like, you got to understand, the Mulchmate's been around since, what's the?
16.
16. So it's been around 8 years, 10 years now. Mm-hmm. I'm like, it has been under the scalpel.
Oh, yeah.
Every single one of those years for us trying to just make it better so that it runs longer, it's mm-hmm. stronger, it's able to do more.
The whole reason it's designed the way it's designed is because that is the best way.
It's the pinnacle.
It is. It's the top.
Yeah, and that's what I was essentially telling them, is like, the what you see here, this white box, is the pinnacle of our machines. Mm-hmm. Like, this thing has been under the knife. We make it better every single year, mm-hmm. every single day. Yep. Like, the amount of blood, sweat, and tears that is poured into this machine is kind of stupid. Mm-hmm. You know, so I was kind of going through a lot of things. And the guys were really cool. I mean, they were all 40, 50-year-old guys, and they're all like, the reason we're here is mainly the benefits. Mm-hmm. But they're like, We enjoy not having to work ourselves that hard. And they loved the Truckmate when it was working, mm-hmm. you know, but they're like, when it wouldn't, we were getting agitated. And I'm like, mm-hmm. I reasonably understand that, mm-hmm. you know, like I would be the same way. Mm-hmm. And I was telling them, I was like, look, here's how to run this machine. It is essentially the same as the Truckmate, getting it loaded and operating it. Here are the ways to do it. Here's what you have to do to clear it out. There's a QR code here. If you got any other questions, or call us. Mm-hmm. I was like, we will be sure to get you through it. I did have one little thing happen when we were running it, is at the end of the load, the tarp flipped up on the with the load, and it went up towards the tarp or towards the augers. Mm. So I did disengage it so that I can rotate the auger back a little bit so that I could pull the tarp out, but it didn't put tension on the tarp to a point where it wanted to rip anything.
Does that truck have the hand spring clamps?
No.
That's why.
Yeah, but this was also, I mean, this tarp's, I don't know how old now.
Ancient.
And it's, you know, it's starting to do that weird, hourglass figure type thing.
Because it's been pushed so hard.
It rolls up kind of funny at the end. So I told him, I said, please just keep an eye on it. If you see that it's flipping up, have a guy hop in there really quick, turn the machine off, flip it down, and then run the rest of the load through it. So I did tell the guys that. They were very good with it. And they, I mean, they asked a lot of questions. They were like, hey, look, some of our guys, when trying to load the tarp up or trying to load the machine, can we put like a hook onto the handle so that they're not getting too close to the augers? I was like, just take a end of a ratchet strap, pull it out to a point where they're comfortable, then start pulling it.
Well, we have a handle in the basket of the mulch mat. There's a white.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I didn't see that. So
it's buried underneath all the tools.
Yeah, that's probably. Well, we pulled all the tools out. So, and I do have all the pictures. I can send those to you, by the way, of just like the walk around, but I can hold them too. It doesn't matter.
Those were only there for. So we had Kyle take pictures of the rig when we dropped it off because. So here, give everybody context. So we have a customer that bought an HD. HD has been put on pause for 2 years because of a motor that we've been waiting on. Has nothing to do with us. And these guys were ultra, ultra patient. And we finally get the motor in, had absolutely no time to test it, and they were like, look, we need it now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I'll send it
to
you.
I mean, we did bench tests.
Yeah, but that's not testing.
Exactly, and that's what we were saying.
Yeah, and we said, okay, we'll ship it to you, and we'll get it to you, but we don't know how this new motor is going to perform. It's from a vendor we don't use. We're going off of specs that we're told, but we can't verify. And so we went ahead and sent it, and... The way they mounted the machine, we didn't know that their truck had like an angle to the back. So when the conveyor belt comes down, it doesn't come down flat. So then the load, as it passes through the truck and into the HD, it's just getting wedged in.
Yeah.
So it was poor communication on their part of what things look like and exactly how it all was supposed to work. And unfortunately then, it'll be fortunate here moving forward. We had Kyle take our demo truck up there, and we said, look, let us have your rig. So we can do a little testing and diagnosis on it and do any kind of adjusting we can to do some learning, really. And in return for letting us use your rig, we'll give you the MulchMate demo rig a couple of days. Kyle was up there for a couple hours, and they'd already got 25% of the mulch they had to get done.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's because it's MulchMate. And HD is not going to do it that fast. It's just.
Yeah. I mean, we went through, they put 3 1.5-yard scoops in. So they were pretty close to that 4 times. They weren't there, but they were pretty close to it. And I was like, yeah, just do 3 loads or 3 scoops for now. Because they were 1.25-yard, I believe, buckets. So we put that in. We went over and then we did around this. This little cul-de-sac for parking, and they did half the parking and all the trees around it with that one load. And they're like, dude, that was fast.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't take that long. And they were 6 guys short that day.
Whoa.
Yeah.
6 guys.
6 guys had called out. And then apparently before that, they had another 6 retire. And they're in a hiring freeze right now. So they're all... They're all fed up because management won't do their shit. But they're like, we kind of just need to get this done. So, granted, I know how money gets when it's like, okay, so essentially it is a school. And when it comes to the summertime, they're not trying to hire on all these extra guys during the summer because, one, there's, depending on the college, limited classes going on. But, two, there's also... really not much going on campus. So they're trying to keep things as limited as possible. And then when the school starts back up, things start moving it again. But the guys are like, yeah, we're getting overtime, but we're getting burnt out really quickly.
Yeah.
You know, like when you're doing 50, 60, like when I work, I do 40 hours here and then I probably do another 20, 30 hours mowing. Like this week, I'm going to be dead. You know, because I got a lot of stuff stacked on this week, but we also are under contract on a house. So... That's another thing that happened last week, which is a lot more fun.
Got to get shit done.
Exactly. So it's like there's a lot of stuff going on. So overtime burns out guys really quickly.
I hate overtime. It's the death of all companies.
Yeah.
The death.
When you get funding.
Yeah, but still, take the money out of the equation. It wears people out, and then what you end up with is you end up with like half of a human. By the time
you're a zombie,
And so you do the company no good because you're so worn out. And for you business owners out there that don't pay overtime correctly, shame on you, because they pay in cash. Shame on you. You're doing things illegally.
Bad mumbo jumbo.
You're gonna go to jail. I hope you do, because it's wrong.
You deserve it.
Yeah, you don't do that. That's wrong. So either way, So anyway, Kyle took care of that. Was that Friday?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was such a long. It was 4 o'clock in the morning. I got here at 5. Took the truck, and then I got. So I told them I'd be there at 8:30, 9 o'clock. Because I was anticipating traffic, but I ended up getting there at like 7:30.
Wow.
So I got there. I got them going early. We did a whole walkthrough of the machine before we even put a load through it. Then we put a load through it. We came back, and I showed them how to clean the machine out. And then we put another load through it. And then after that, I was like, all right, cool. Are we good? Do you guys have any questions? Is there any other things that I can run you guys through that you have questions on? You know, like I told them how to charge it. I told them all the stuff that they needed to know that you and I had briefed on the day before.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny. I actually did write the list down on my phone. I went through the checklist in my head. I went through the checklist on my phone. I'm like, all right, I'm good. Called Sam before we left. I was like, is there anything else? He's like, nope, should be good. So got them handled, came back, ended up mowing your grass because the wheelbarrow parts didn't come, or the wheelbarrow rack parts didn't come in yet. Mm-hmm. So I was like, Sam, I'm not sitting around here with a thumb up my ass. I'm going to go mow Nick's yard. Mm-hmm. So I mowed your yard, which is dry as fuck right now, by the way.
Is it?
Yes.
Well, it got rain Saturday.
Yeah, like a scotch.
Yeah.
So yeah. Hopefully that helps a little bit.
I'll fire the old irrigation system up. It looked good on Friday.
Just turn the damn thing off when I'm there.
I forgot. I got to reprogram it.
Yeah, every time I'm there, guys, on Fridays, it's 9-ish.
And you call me.
And I'm calling Nick going, can you please turn the sprinklers off? Yeah. I just got soaked. I'm going home, by the way, and changing.
Yeah, I've got Hydrowise all runs to my phone, so sorry.
You changed the damn schedule.
I know. I just never think about it. It's like every time I fly, I've got clear.
Yeah.
And I have been flying for over a year now, and every time I go there, they have to, like, verify my ID.
Mm-hmm.
And so I give them my ID, and they scan it, and it doesn't work. It doesn't, like, verify. So they want me to bring in my passport.
Mm.
And this last, I was in Vegas Saturday flying home from Utah. So I was in Utah on vacation, went to Vegas to fly home, and here it goes again. Give the guy my car, my license, my ID, and I said, it's not going to work, and it worked.
Really?
I was like, yay!
That was nice.
But I always forget to bring my passport. How many times have I flown in the last year?
I just forgot about it. I think I have TSA pre, too.
Not pre. I have pre-check and clear.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when I get there, I'm through in 5 minutes.
Dude, my dad doesn't even have to just worry about it. He just...
Yeah, yeah. Once you have all those clearances, it's great. Did you know California is petitioning to outlaw clear?
Really?
Because you're privileged and... You know, people that can't afford it can't buy it.
Oh, but we can run boats up against the shore and run on.
Yeah, or all the politicians are allowed to get their hair done in California during COVID. And, yeah, the politicians drive around in their Maybachs and.
Demonetized!
Yeah. Jeez, man, these people.
We're canceled.
Oh, well, cancel me. They don't cancel many podcasts.
No.
I don't think so, do they?
They can censor the feed of it. But I don't know how all of that works.
I don't know.
Dude, there's this one guy. His name is Duke Gomez. You got to find him on Instagram. He puts these blips up or he, like, stitches things where it's, like, people doing woke shit. And then he comes in and he's, like, put it down. Like, somebody was, like, a furry or something. He was, like, put it down. Put that thing down. Put it down.
What's a furry?
You haven't heard of that?
No.
Somebody that dresses up as like an animal and they like act as if they have like this animal persona. There was this big thing in Utah about it.
What?
Yeah, there was kids at like a middle school in Utah. They're dressing up as furries and they would like lick their paws, but they're licking their hands. And then they like put litter boxes in the bathrooms and stuff like that.
As a joke?
Allegedly. No, it's like a dead nuts a thing. I'm not even joking.
Like they're identifying.
There's a furry convention in Baltimore. I'm not even joking. Look it up.
You guys gotta grow up.
Yeah,
these people need to grow up. The amount of mental illness in this country is rampant, and it's being promoted. It is the most disgusting thing.
I am on it. Here you go. Watch this. You're gonna laugh your ass.
My name's Claw.
What the?
Just wait.
Nice to meet you.
Ew.
I really like anime and video games. God, put this thing down. Put this guy, put him down. Put it down. Buddy, what are you doing, pal? I was peacefully shitting in my office.
I love this guy.
Thank you for that. I appreciate it. What is going on, man? Put it down, man. Put the
okay.
Down
so right. Kyle, show me this video. This dude's on.
I love this.
The dude's on the shitter, and he's watched. Oh my god!
This guy's my fucking spirit animal. I love him to death.
Oh my
he's god! He's so good. He's just like, dude. We just need to stop this. Like, I'm not even gonna call it mental illness. You just stop pushing your shit. Just be human.
Dude, I honestly felt like I was gonna throw up watching that dude. So the first part of the video is this white guy. With like,
I don't think he was.
What was he?
I think he was like Puerto Rican or something. But
I don't know. He ain't black, and he looked pretty white to me. But whatever, he's got cat paws on his hands, and he's like weird glasses on his forehead.
I think that was something like off like anime Naruto or something like that, because it had like one of those goofy ass symbols.
I have no words. I have no words for what you just showed me.
Yeah, I don't either. I just laughed my ass off. I was peacefully shitting.
That's funny. Now that's because that's all guys. We're just sitting on the shitter.
Dude, there was another one. It was like somebody was like, they had their pronouns tattooed on their throat. And his was like, my pronouns are fuck you. I'm getting fuck you tattooed right on my neck.
Yeah,
fuck
I was you. Getting ready to say my pronouns fuck you. Golly, man, what is wrong with these people? There was another one that Jamie showed me, and it was this black chick. And people are like paying her, and she's going, yep, dabadoo, 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 yo, hello, hi, how are you?
And God damn it, now fucking Lyle's gonna come and go dabadoo, dabadoo, dabadoo.
Oh, it's awful. His dad's gonna. It's awful. And this chick makes like 500 grand a week. Just you pay her like a dollar or something. And I am talking straight out of my ass because Jamie explained it to me for 2 seconds. One of our engineers, and. He's like, yeah, this chick makes like 500 grand a week, and all she does is when you pay her like a dollar or something, she says something like you pay her and then send her an emoji, and then she'll make a sound.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
What the
she
fuck?
Like she puts her own spin on whatever the emoji is.
Yeah,
and yeah, that's it's so dumb.
This world is in trouble, or at least this country is. It is. Spiraling.
There are some good people that I don't know if you've ever seen it, but there's this guy called Ryan Hall, y'all, on YouTube. It's one of the meteorology pages I watch.
Mm-hmm.
But this weekend there was a massive fucking tornado outbreak in Nebraska. And
yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, so I was watching his live streams because he does live streams kind of covering where the tornadoes are, and like if you're in the area, share it. And he does, it's very good publicity wise. So on, I think it was on Friday, they were like trending number one on YouTube, which is really hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
But his live was trending number one, and there was, I think like an EF3 that ripped through Lincoln, Nebraska or something like that, which is 135 and above.
Yes.
So I think he had raised over the weekend over $200,000 just for relief in those areas. So he sends teams out and like gets water from nearby states and trucks it in like trailer loads and brings them in and sets up these stations to help people out. And he'll like give certain, like just random people on the street here. Did you lose your home? Yes. Here's $1,000. It may not be enough, but it at least helps you do something today or this week, you know, so you're not having to dip into like emergency funds and stuff like that, which I think is pretty cool. So there is at least some good. So
there is good out there. And the bad is probably only a few percent, but it's too much.
I think the last I heard, it's like 5%.
That's too much.
It is too much.
It's way. And the problem is we have social media and podcasting and YouTube and all this.
Threw my phone this morning.
What?
Yeah, I threw my phone this morning. I was sitting peacefully on the shitter. Okay, there's a lot of things going on in the world, but one of the big ones is everything that's going on in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say the exact stuff going on, but there's protests in universities. And there was this one professor. He was like, I was trying to get into my classroom, and you have to, like, scan this beeper to get in. Mm-hmm. He was like, I was denied access because I'm Jewish.
That's wrong.
I was like, what the fuck?
That's wrong, dude. I don't get it. Like, people say they don't want racism, but
you're causing it.
You are causing the racism.
Here's my fix. stop worrying about it and just treat people the way you want to be treated or the way that they would like to be treated.
Just have decent character.
Yeah, just have character. Have a good disposition.
Yeah.
If you walk around with a smile on your face, I guarantee you that more positive will come than a resting bitch face. Now, if you have a resting bitch face, work on it a little bit.
You can change that.
Yeah.
I was talking to, might have been my wife the other day, about, so I saw somebody, and they just weren't put together. I think we were in the airport or something. And I said, you know what the shame is that that person could look better. They could be better, and they would feel better if they would just work on themselves instead of creating excuses and playing the victim card and woe is me. And she's like, no, they're not. They're just, that's just how they're made. And I'm like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
When a baby is born, a baby is innocent. It is like, I drive by people that are cracked out of their mind in Vegas the other day. And you know what goes through my head is that was a beautiful child at one point. That was a beautiful, innocent child. And what happened was they were influenced. We all are just playing fictitious characters of things that we love and enjoy. You love boats. I love racing. I love cars. You love, learned today, lacrosse. Didn't know that.
I love lacrosse. I was so mad that I've put the stick down for so long. Yeah, I was playing yesterday at my parents' house because they have the rebound. They've got a larger backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, fuck it. I'm going to buy. We went over to Dick's as we were getting a what is it, like a prenatal or pregnancy, postpartum basket. That's what we were making for a friend of ours. They had their kid this weekend. And Chloe's like, I really want to go get a Stanley Cup because she collects and loves Stanley Cups. I hate the trend, but she loves them. So we went and got her one at Dick's, and I was like, you know what, we're here. I'm going to go grab a couple of lacrosse balls. I don't have any that aren't greasers. Typically, lacrosse balls over, say, 6 months, they have this like greasy outer layer that they become, and they become very slippery when you throw them versus when you get them, they're nice and sticky.
Yeah.
And I like them when they're sticky. So I got a couple of fresh balls, and I was like, you know what, I'll pop one out when we go over. I'll play for a little bit. So I started hitting the rebounder, and then Maylin started like walking around my legs. So I threw her the ball a couple of times, and she would bring the ball back to me, and then she would, you know, do that a couple of times. And she would like sit behind the rebounder, and I would throw it at her, and she's behind it. I'm not going to hit her or anything. So she would just sit there and just laugh at it, and then she would come back around, and then we'd throw the ball back and forth a couple of times. It was so fun.
That's cute. That's cool. Well, more people need to get into that kind of stuff and stop victimizing themselves and sitting in a corner whining and complaining.
It felt so good, too. Like, I haven't been very physically active, especially in the last 2-3 years. And just getting out and getting that sunlight yesterday, even Chloe was like, it just felt good to sit in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, our yard where we're at now, like, we don't really want Maylin running around it just because there's nothing back there for her to do.
Right.
And we don't want to put anything back there because there's no fence. Mm-hmm. So she's like, let's just go over to your parents' house. They'll be over in a little bit anyway from the boat because they went out fishing. Boat's fixed, by the way.
Let's see how long that lasts.
That's kind of what my dad was saying. But he's like, it's fixed. It's working. We're able to get up on plane. He's flushed the oil a few times. He's like, I'm comfortable with it to run the way it is now. That boat. So I forgot about this. That boat has eaten, like fully eaten a lifter before. That engine.
That, what are they, 454s?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, they can, but
But it's eaten it. He ran the oil out of it, put a brand new lifter back in, and it. And even when they rebuilt it, he was like, there's nothing in the oil. There's nothing in the pan.
That's not possible.
That's the thing. He's like, I don't know what happened to it. It ate it. It's not in there. He's like, there was a little bit of, like, there's shavings and stuff in the oil.
That's not
but
good.
He's like, I don't, there's, the engine runs like a top again.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not pushing it. But he's like, if I can get 5 years out of it, I don't give a fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of where he's going. But the one other issue he did have is, so on the distributor, there's that main pin that's giving the charge to the engine. Mm-hmm. The pin in the top of the distributor cap, it was like this, it's about a quarter inch off the top of the cap, completely gone. So it wouldn't fire to the reluctor. Mm-hmm. And he had pulled the cap off, looked in there, he's like,
yeah, that won't work.
That ain't going to work.
Nope.
So he got a new distributor, and he put that in this weekend, and they timed
the entire,
it.
The entire distributor or just the cap?
He just got a whole new distributor.
Wow.
He was like, screw it. I'm just going to get a whole new one. That way in case the – because when he fucked with the trigger, and the trigger wouldn't work on it. So he's like, I'm just going to get a whole new distributor.
Is it mechanical or electronic?
It's it's like a mix of, but there's a small computer on it that's just kind of controlling the fire. But beyond that, it's all mechanical. Yeah,
you can burn the points inside of there. So a lot of times you just got to clean them, but I get it. Yeah, well, I mean, hey, if you want to have the peace of mind of knowing the distributor's
that's kind of good where on go. And yeah.
What was that, a couple $100?
Yeah, around that.
Yeah, that's typical.
So he had timed it and all that fun stuff yesterday or Saturday. Mom and him went out. He had set it to 10 because that's what the
let's say 10 degrees.
That's what the manual had said. But then online forums were like, take them to 12.
Mm-hmm.
And anything further on that, you just turn them into fucking nuclear bombs.
We were on the race car 14.
Yeah. So he was like, I'm going to take it to 12. Took it to 12. It was a little bit spicier. The forfeit, the other one. So on our boat, one is regular rotation. The other one's counter rotation. Mm-hmm. But on the counter rotation, it's gear driven versus the regular rotation's belt driven, mm-hmm. which is really weird. But he's like, I think the reason this one's not pulling quite as much power is just because it's the counter rotation engine,
yeah.
which makes total sense.
Well, it's drivetrain loss.
Yeah. So he's just doing all the math in his head. But he's like, they're not as far off. So when before the engines have blown, when you take them up to about 3,600 RPM, they were a little off. So throttles were about maybe a half inch off. Mm-hmm. He's like, now they're maybe a quarter inch. They're noticeable, but not too bad.
That's good. That's good. Well, did you have a subject in mind today?
No, I kind of actually wanted to catch up about your trip. Oh. See how your trip went because you were out of town. I gave a little intro to it. I did say you went and drove a SVJ, but apparently
that didn't happen.
That didn't happen.
I am beyond.
I tried to let you enjoy your trip and only call like here or there and just like I had to call about me going to New Jersey because I wanted to see what your guys' input and all that would be.
You're fine. No, never got upset with anybody. Never.
I did call Craig a couple times about Wiggles, like, hey, do you want me to feed him today? What do you want me to do?
Wiggles.
But just trying to make sure that he was all good there.
He's just laying on the floor right now.
That's all he did. He sat in here.
Oh, Wiggles, did you miss us?
He did need a lot of lovin's, though, because every couple of times, I mean, George took him out like 3 or 4 times just to give him some
outside time.
Well, that and some human interaction, because George was like, smoke break.
Yeah, yeah. No, Wiggles was very happy when we got home. So I haven't taken a full-blown vacation like that in 2 years.
That's about what I thought it was. Yeah, I think you said like either 2 or 5. I said 5 on the trip on the podcast.
No, I don't think it was 5. What was the last time I did? It was July 4th of 22. This is the last time I went to Florida. See, to me, I go to Florida, and I was going down there, whatever that was, July of 22, and excuse me for yawning. Just tired. Time change. We were supposed to stay at my aunt's house, my uncle's house in Sarasota, and we were flying down, and my uncle's like, sorry, got COVID, can't come. And this is 22, so it's still like
everybody's semi-COVID,
still, yeah, they're still tripping about it. I was never tripping about it. But we ended up renting a house, and it was freaking phenomenal. Talking about budget blowing, it was like $3,500. For this house, and I'm like, good God, for a week, good God,
that's about what it was. And when we go to OBX,
yeah,
but we also got like a big fucking place.
Well, this house was big. It was really big. It was 3 stories, but it was a duplex style house. But it was so good, so good. Today, that house rents for $8,000 a week.
Mm-hmm.
Not 3,500. So it's like, well, I'm not going to go back there. I'm not spending $8,000.
F that.
Yeah, F that. So anyway, we scooted out to St. George, Utah this past week and left on Sunday, came back on Saturday. And when we went out there, a few weeks before we went out there, I rented an SVJ, which is a Lamborghini. So it's a single clutch V12. Screamer. I think it's got like 700 or 800 horsepower. It's some stupid. And it was my gift to myself for losing all the weight. And I said I would do it, and I never did it. And finally I pulled the trigger on it. And to make a long story short, the day before I went to get the car, that was supposed to happen Wednesday. Tuesday they called me and they're like, sorry, both our SVJs are in the shop. And I'm like, mother.
Yeah, I'd be a little.
What am I gonna do?
But like, it's just like, that sucks.
It does. And Julie and my dad are like, why aren't you like going off? I'm like, what is that gonna do? What is it gonna do? They don't. I said, here's my thing. you guys, I told them, we had communicated for like a couple of days. I said, look, if y'all can get the car fixed, because it had like one had a transmission problem, the other one had an oil leak.
I'll come in and fix it.
For real, I would know how to fix it. It's not that hard. And I said, look, what are the chances of you guys getting the parts and getting it fixed by, like, say, Friday? I'll take it Friday instead of Wednesday. And they said, we'll try. So Thursday comes and goes, and Friday – no, I'm sorry. Wednesday and Thursday come and go, and I said, look, call me Thursday. Let me know. And Thursday came, and he calls me. He's like, dude, we don't – it's not going to get done. We'll give you, like, a Huracan for 2 days. And I'm like, no, I don't want a Huracan for 2 days. I have a V10. I want a V12. I want to feel – what an SVJ.
I want to rip them.
I want something that's going to scare most people because I'm different in that one regard. I am a little bit different just with my credentials. And he said the problem was they didn't have a car above the SVJ to even offer me.
Yeah.
They offered me a Ferrari, like 812 Superfast, which is a nice car, but it's not an SVJ. And a Huracan's a Huracan. It's like poor man's supercar. And listen to me. Anyway,
I'm too good. Sorry, I'm just kidding. I
own a V10. It's not like, I don't know. I wanted to feel the difference. Anyway,
I want to drive a GT3 really bad.
I do too.
I would love to drive a GT3.
They don't have them. They don't have one. So either way, I did not get a chance to drive my SVJ, which is just really ticks me off. Either way, that didn't happen, but We did a ton of hiking in Mount Zion. We rented e-bikes in Snow Canyon, which was freaking awesome. So my father and I rented two-seaters.
Yeah.
So the kids could ride in the back, or one kid was in my – Ellie, my daughter, 8-year-old, was in the back with me. And then Dawson was with my dad, and then Julie just took her own bike. She's – no offense to her. She's hit more things in the time I've known her than I can count. And she agreed. She's like, no, you guys go ahead. But dude, these e-bikes.
You've also had a little bit more experience on bikes because you guys ride the trail.
I've been riding like hardcore riding for, I actually did the math the other day. I bet you I've ridden the path outside of our shop here and the one in Severna Park and the one over the Bay Bridge at least 600 times in the last, 21, 22, 23. And now into 24, which I'm gonna try to get out there today. That's 4 years of, like, hardcore biking. So I've got like just stupid amount of miles on bikes. I think my Trek, my orange one I have, I think I've got like a few thousand miles on that bike now.
You should put like one of the they have odometers.
They do.
On them.
They do. You can get them. I just never did it. I should do that. But yeah, my plan is to keep biking the rest of my life. I love it. But that's like a huge thing out there in Utah.
Yeah.
So we rented these e-bikes, and I'm not against e-bikes, but like that's cheating. So we get out there, and there's like a path, and it's windy, and just a blast, and you're going through all these beautiful canyons. I mean, it's the most beautiful place on earth, really. And there's a lot of other places that look just like it, like Sedona, Arizona is very similar.
My parents love it out there.
Oh, it's so nice. Anyway, we'll get to the.
They're going back next week.
Are they?
Yeah.
That's awesome. But
my dad has a conference for work out there.
Oh, I'm jealous. Take me with you. But we go, it's like, was it 6 or 7 or 8 miles up this canyon? And it's just breathtaking. And it's steep. And halfway up the trail, my bike stopped working.
Mm.
And I'm like, gosh darn it. Good thing this is my bike and not my old man. So I'm huffing. I'm huffing so hard. I gave myself like a blood pressure headache or something because I'm pushing so. These hills are steep.
Yeah. Plus you have Ellie.
Plus I have Ellie. Plus I have the drag of the e-bike and it's a bigger bike. It's just, it's a lot. And it's like a beach cruiser. So the handlebars are like curved.
Mm. And I hate that. I don't know why. I don't like. Yeah.
I don't like it. I'm sitting.
I feel like this is more comfortable than this.
Yeah. Yeah. It was not the best. Whatever. So we get to the top of the hill and I'm like dead. I'm freaking dead. And the road kind of like leveled off. And then you got out of the canyon and then there's like some more uphill on like the main road. And they said, look, you can take these e-bikes wherever you want for however long you want. We'll just charge you whatever the rate is when you get back.
You do you, boo.
Yeah. You want to go 100 miles out? See ya. Go have fun. So we get to the top, and I end up making a left and going like up this canyon road and up around the corner, and then it like flattens out to these plains.
Yeah.
And there's like these beautiful mountains on either side, and there's like this neighborhood way off in the corner. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to hang a right and go down this dirt road. So I go down this dirt road, And I'm talking miles and miles down this dirt road. And I think we ended up doing like 50 miles total. And we're driving through the community, and I am just in freaking heaven. It is quiet and calm, and everybody that drives by you waves. You go by the school that's like just for that one little community, and there's like at least 40 bicycles sitting out right at the entrance of the school, parked properly. There's electric scooters sitting there. None of them are chained.
Yeah.
None of them, because it's just, there's no riffraff there at all. And as I'm coming out of the community, there's a freaking volcano staring at me. I'm like, that's so freaking cool. It hadn't gone off in years, of course, but it's beautiful. You can see like
the, have you ever been to Yellowstone?
No. I want to go to Yellowstone.
I do, but I don't know. It always, it concerns me sometimes.
Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
because they're like, it's technically an active volcano, and they're like, when this thing goes,
it could be
shit
a problem.
Gets really bad.
Yeah. Well, I did experience an actual real active volcano in Hawaii.
Mm.
So in 20.
I've always wanted to put like those suits on and like go up to the lava and see the lava move.
Oh, we did.
I would so love to do that.
What was it? It was 2008. So I had a very interesting part of my life in 07, 08 was horrific for me personally. I lost an entire side of my family. It was just all this stuff going on, and I'm not going to get into those details. That's personal. But my stepfather, as a thank you, took my father and I to Hawaii. And on the Big Island, there is an active volcano. And you can go and look at these like lava tubes, and it's blowing the hottest air out of it you've ever felt. Like, it will burn your face off. And I like put my hand out and felt that. I was like, oh my God, really hot. And then there was at the time, there was active lava running off into the Pacific Ocean, and we literally could walk right near it. And you could feel how hot it was.
What's cool is that's exactly how the island was made, was that just that happening over millions of years.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just making the island slightly bigger as it's just...
I don't know if it's still going on.
I think it... I don't know.
I don't know.
It could be.
Dude, it's been a long time. It's been, what is that, 16 years since I was there that time. And I also went back there for my honeymoon in 14. I went to the Big Island. It was Kona. It was beautiful.
Yeah, great. I haven't been... there.
It's not worth it to me. Like, it's so, it takes so much time and effort to get there.
Yeah.
And it took us 24 hours to get home. Like, that's, I'd rather just go to the Bahamas or something.
Yeah. I mean, the cool thing is, like, some of the islands down there are technically volcanic. So, oh, yeah. Dominican Republic's volcanic. Mm-hmm. I think Turks and Caicos is.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it's not like an active volcano. It's just built off of a volcanic mound. Because, like, if you look at it, it's blue water, blue water, blue water.
Yeah.
Trench.
Huge.
And it's insane because you could see the difference in the water. So if it's light blue, it's shallow. Yeah. If it's dark blue, it's fucking deep.
When we were in Kona, you know the movie Finding Nemo?
Mm-hmm.
So there's that movie was based off of a very similar situation, like Cliff you're talking about. But where they based it off of was on the Big Island. And I snorkeled where that movie was like based off of. And it's true. Like, you can, I'm a really good snorkeler, so I can dive down 30, 40 feet.
Yeah, same.
Go all the way to the bottom, check it out. And I'm telling you, I'm down there hanging out, like, checking all the fish out, and they're beautiful.
Isn't it cool how silent it is, though? It's, like, you go down and you're like, this is the most peace I have ever experienced in my life.
It's quiet.
Like, I think that's the only place I have ever silenced my brain because I'm taking in so much.
Yeah.
Because we went to Dominican Republic, and we went to one of the reefs out there, and there's like a little island hut thing that we went to, and then you can go around the reef goes right around this little island hut. It's pretty cool. But we went, and there's like a group of 50 people, and then we asked our tour guide, we're like, do we have enough time to go around one more time? Because everybody else was just kind of like, oh, that was cool. Like, do we have enough time to go around? And the tour guide was like, yeah, sure, we can do one more time just because we didn't get a lot of time here, but we do have to get going soon. I'm like, that's fine. We just want to go one more time. So my dad and I went again, and it was just him and I. And I was following the tour guide through the coral structures. Mm-hmm. And he was like, how the hell are you doing that? I was like, because I don't care. This is cool to me. You know, but you get up to the coral, and you like sea urchins, and then you have the... you know, the blues and the yellows that are coming out of the fish.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, that is so cool.
It's so nuts. Like, crazy, crazy.
But it's cool because you're like 30, 40 feet, couple thousand, and you're like...
Does it creep you out?
It doesn't creep me out. It's just definitely like that's an interesting feature that happened. Like people won't go to some of these reefs because it's like that is an abyss.
It is.
You know,
when I snorkeled in Hawaii, I went down to that edge and it tripped me out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I had to like calm myself down. And next thing I know, I see this thing like just hovering.
I think it's cool.
Coming out. And it was a ray. I can't remember exactly.
Ray. That's awesome.
6 foot wide probably. Mm-hmm. And this dude, you could tell, was like looking at me. And I'm 10, 15 feet away from him probably. He comes up and he like turns and goes away from me, kind of goes around me, and then he nestles down in like the sand,
mm-hmm.
and he just kind of like sits there and he kind of nestles himself down, and then I kind of swam even closer to him, and you could just tell he was uncomfortable with me being mm-hmm. there, and I'm like, okay, you're huge.
I don't want to be Steve Irvin.
Yeah, and yeah, for real. And then the I think maybe 10 minutes later, I saw the biggest sea turtle I've ever seen. I'm talking,
yeah,
I don't know, 8 foot, 6 foot, 8 foot long. I mean, huge.
Yeah.
And he had like...
And they're hundreds of pounds, dude. They're freaking heavy.
And they're old as shit.
Yeah,
and
they can live like 250 years old.
Some stupid number. And he had... So it was, I'm going to call it a he. And then there was like two smaller turtles. Like it was like a dad, a mom, and a
mm-hmm.
and a child kind of... And the child...
It was like a pack.
Yeah, it was just three of them. And they let me swim with them.
That's
and,
cool.
And they came out of like the deep part and they were swimming along... And I swam right up behind them, and then kind of rubbed my hand across their back of their shell.
I think they could tell that like you weren't a threat.
Yeah, and he just kind of like looked back at me and just was like, and just the most graceful thing. It was crazy, and I popped my head out of the water, and my old man was there. I was like, dude, you got to see this. He's like, I can't snorkel. He hates it.
Chloe almost beat my ass one time.
Why?
We went down to the Keys for a little day trip. But we went out on this little boat, and there was like a water park area. And then we went snorkeling, and then there was a jet ski thing that you could do. Of course, the jet ski thing because I'm an idiot. I have a heart of a redneck, but I also have like the partial city to me where it's like I want to be able to grab my stuff when I need it, but then I also want to go do stupid shit.
Yeah.
And the jet ski, it was like, how fast can this thing go?
Oh, they can go fast. They'll hurt you.
I know. But then we went snorkeling. So we went out snorkeling and there was like a group of kids that were out there and they're like, shark! My dumb ass went towards it, not away. So I went over towards it and it's 50, 60. I mean, it was a deeper area. Mm-hmm. So you couldn't get to the bottom. Mm-hmm. Probably could have, but it would hurt your mm-hmm. ears. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, I want to go over and see it. And you mm-hmm. go over there, a little 4 foot mm-hmm. reef shark just... Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Ghosting along.
Mm-hmm.
No care in the world. I mean, as long as you're not like freaking out, splashing, it's not going to go, oh, it's up there.
Yeah.
You know, he was just scooting along the bottom. And, you know, I thought that was kind of cool. It was a little 4 foot reef shark. It's not like it's going to scare me or bother me.
Yeah.
Because, like, why'd you go towards it? I was like, I've never seen one up close in the wild. Yeah. I just wanted to go see it.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, the Utah trip was great. The biking, we saw that volcano. It was freaking badass.
I was glad you went.
I spent 6 days out there, about 6 days total, and I literally almost cried on the way home. I was like, I don't want to go home. Not because I don't enjoy what I do, but I just like living there better, and I just need more time off than that. Like, I couldn't really fully relax until like Thursday or Friday, and then the trip
takes time to decompress.
It does, especially when you work at the level that I do and where my head's at all the time. It takes a long time to like back up and become human again.
It took me 3 days on our anniversary.
Yeah, that's normal. I used to be a 3 day guy. Now I'm more. It took me almost all week to be like okay mm-hmm. with relaxing. So either way, we did the e-bikes, and we came back down that hill with my daughter in there. I got up to like 36 mile an hour on this bike. I was rolling. It had a little digital
screen.
That's
funny.
So she was screaming, Daddy, the whole time going down the hill. And my father and Julia couldn't even keep up. I was just flying. And so that was cool.
Probably a little windburn out of that.
Yeah, we never got sunburned. We definitely got windburned.
Yeah.
Just throughout the whole week. There's a town called Dixie. Mm. And if you look up Dixie, there's like a big sign that says Dixie on the Red Rocks. We hiked
I've heard about it.
We hiked all that. That was super cool. We saw road runners, and it was really cool. The house we stayed in was right on a golf course.
Yeah.
And it was just beautiful. It was like a duplex kind of style thing, but it was absolutely gorgeous. And like the windows were looking right out of the golf course. And then there's a route, it's Route 15, I think it was. Route 15 or Route 9. So at night, you'd like lay there and you could just watch traffic, but you couldn't hear any of it because it's so far away. That was for some reason very peaceful.
It's a different.
My phone just vibrated.
Yeah,
sorry.
I know. It's a different. It hits a different sensory when it's quiet, but you can still see it, kind of deal.
Like, yes.
I enjoy having things quiet where you don't hear road noise. Mm-hmm. I enjoy that. So like the house that we're moving into, it's behind a larger building, so it blocks the road noise. And like I told Claire, I was like, it's gonna be weird not hearing sirens every night.
So I said the same thing. When we were in Utah, I didn't hear a single siren.
Yeah.
Not one time did I see riffraff, not one time to see a cop car, not one time did I see an ambulance, or because I live right by a firehouse. Mm-hmm. And so it's every night. Just sirens, and I can't stand it.
Yeah, that's the one thing is where we live now. It's number one, it's like single pane windows, and there's absolutely no insulation in the house. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's if we don't turn the AC on, that house gets like 90 degrees middle of the day. It's insane. But at night, you'll hear cops go by, you'll hear ambulance go by, you hear guys racing on the road because they don't give a crap, so they'll go running up that hill at like 90 mile an hour because it sounds cool.
Mm-hmm. That's fun.
Yeah, I can't say I'm not guilty of it. I've done it.
Yeah, I've done it.
You know, but it's just, dude, it's 10 o'clock. I'm trying to put the kid to sleep.
Oh, tell me about
like, it. Like, it's there. Just so annoying. So the nice thing is, like, our main bedroom's in the basement, mm-hmm. which is kind of nice. So it's below all the grade, and it's actually really nice and cold down there. Mm-hmm. So Chloe and I sleep better when it's cold. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, our main bedroom's bigger than this room.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's huge.
It's fantastic. Walk-in closet.
Oh, man. It looks great.
Happy.
It looks great.
Yeah. Not my favorite of areas, but...
It's a stepping stone.
Exactly. And that's kind of what we need, especially with the way things are going.
Tell me about it. It's ridiculous. The whole world's like upside down, I swear. But, yeah, we hiked Mount Zion. Not all of Mount Zion, but, like, portions of it.
Yeah.
That was super freaking cool. So I took my 8-year-old... And we found this one I called a hill or a mountain, but it was steep as shit. And it very grippy rocks, which was nice. And I was like, honey, let's go climb up to like there. We got to there really quick. And so we kept climbing and climbing and climbing and climbing. Next thing I know, I look back and I'm like, oh fuck, this is not good. So I could see our truck and it looked like an ant.
Yeah.
That's how high we were. And I'm like, okay, this was dumb. I've never hiked like that before, not up a mountain. I didn't think that.
Were you like rock climbing or were you hiking?
No, rock climbing.
Okay.
Not hiking. This was.
You were using upper body to get up still.
When you're going up, you're using your hands and your feet because you're like plastered against it because it's that steep.
Yeah.
And there was flatter spots and then they would get really steep and then flat. And it's just the way the rocks work, the topography of all of it. But, we get to the top, and I look down, and I'm getting queasy because I don't like heights, and I've got like that adrenaline rush dump going on, and I'm like, crap. Now I've got my 8-year-old daughter up here, the most important person in my life. She's my biggest trophy, and I've just put us in danger. I'm an idiot. This is not good. And I'm looking down.
At this moment he knew
he fucked up. Yeah. And I look down and I'm like, son of a gun. So I said, all right, honey, stay here. I'm going to go like walk around the top of this mountain and see if I could find like a better way down. And so I found a wash. I think it's called a wash. Basically where all the water runs down.
Yeah.
And it's between, we're on like a medium sized mountain. And then between the wash is between the medium mountain we're on and this like stupid one next to us. Like I can't see the top of it. It's huge. And, I'm like, all right, honey, come here. And so we start working our way down this wash, and it's caves and little tiny nooks to crawl through. And we ended up walking the mountain that we climbed up. We ended up walking around the entire mountain, the base of it, to get out. And when we got out, we popped up right where we started. I was like, perfect. This worked out great.
Isn't it kind of crazy, though? It's like you're doing that for fun, but say 200 some years ago, that wasn't something that was done for fun. It was like we're trying to find an area that we can create a settlement.
I was saying that the whole time we were there. I said, think about this. A couple hundred years ago, people that lived on the East Coast said, we're going west.
Yeah.
Right? And these people they walked across the country that I just flew across in 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the most hardy people I've ever none of us that are living today could ever, I don't think, could ever understand that.
Yeah.
Because there's no gas stations. There's no fresh water. There's no bathrooms. There's no showering. There's no rest stops. There's nothing. I don't know. I don't know how they did it. I really don't know how people got across. But either way, we hiked that canyon. That was cool. What was it? Tuesday? We took a helicopter.
Oh, that's cool.
We took a helicopter through Zion, and it was like $1,200, and it took the five of us, took us right over top of Zion. We got to see like all the planes out there, not planes as in airplanes, but like the flatland outside of it. That was cool. You could see animals. You could see snow was everywhere. Like you're in a desert, like high desert, I think is what they call it. But then you look up at the mountain that's in front of you, and it's covered in snow.
Yeah, if I remember I think it's every 1,000 feet is 10 degrees.
Yeah, it got cold.
Difference.
Yeah,
it got which cold. Is pretty cool. So that's fun little. Here, let me double check.
Look at
that
the picture Julie just sent me.
Oh my God, really?
But look,
is that on East West?
I don't know where it's at, but it's a Cybertruck here locally and a G Wagon.
That's funny.
Nice.
You have electric and then a gas guzzler.
Yes. I like the Cybertruck's cool. I don't know if I'd ever want one, but I'd like to drive it just to see what it's like. That's cool. Anyway, we took the helicopter up. That was freaking awesome. And the guy that was flying it was very nerdy.
Oh, 5.4 degrees for every 1,000 feet. Sorry.
Yeah, it got cold. It definitely got cold. And so we did that. That was freaking awesome. We found we were finding all kinds. Like my thing when we go to town is like no chain restaurants,
mm-hmm.
not allowed.
Except for
In-N-Out.
Yeah,
that's the only chain restaurant.
You can't say no to that.
Can't say no to that, and it's not chain for us because we don't have it here.
Yeah,
right. So like we kind of have a rule. It's like no Texas Roadhouse, no Carrabba's, you know, something that or Outback.
If I'm going to Texas, though, I'm getting Whataburger.
I don't know. Whataburger's better than In-N-Out.
I don't know. When I had that fucking burger, it was like this big. It could have been I was starving.
Yeah, maybe.
But, like, that was a great patty.
Yeah, yeah. I had Shake Shack or something at the airport the other day? That was really good.
Shake Shack's good, yeah.
It was good. But anyway, we would find, like, these old towns.
I like little taverns, but, like, like barbecue places and shit.
Yeah, we found all kinds of weird obscure off track places, and I love doing that. And we found some really good food. We found some really bad food, which was not fun.
You'll run into it.
Yeah, we drove drove out to Bryce Canyon,
mm-hmm.
which was
your parents been there,
which is like really far away from St. George.
Yes,
but I don't even know how we got there. We went to Cedar City. Cedar City was beautiful. That was really nice. And then I found some, like, I always go on maps and I find like the most windy ass road you could find.
Mm-hmm.
And we did. We found that. We
what drove. Is the longest, most obscene, obscure route that I can take?
That's me. That's what I do. And I find them. And we were in Cedar City and I found this one. We took the kids to like a playground and I look up and I'm like, I wonder how you get to the top of that mountain. I look at my phone. I'm like, that's how you get to the top of that mountain. We're going to go there after this. And so we go and we go and we go and we go. And next thing I know, I start seeing Bryce Canyon signs. I'm like,
yeah,
we're going there. So we stopped at like some rickety little gas station, got gas, got some snacks for the kids to hold them over, and then we ended up in Bryce Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
Again, found another playground. Kids had a great time there, and then we proceeded to go to Bryce. And at this point in time, it's getting late in the day. It's like 3-4 o'clock. Kids got to eat. If they don't eat, they're going to get all kinds of whiny. Anyway, we go into the park, and the first left we take to go to like the first viewing point, and it is freaking ridiculous. It's the most beautiful thing. I could probably show you a picture, but it was super 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 rad. And there was a section where you can actually like hike it without, there's no rails, there's no nothing to like hold you. That's not it, is it? No, that, look, there's the one like little cave I'd like slice mm-hmm. my in the wash. That looks huge. It's not as tiny. But let me see if I can find this place. My kids took so many pictures of my phone. I don't even know what's in here now. Mm. But oh, here we go. Is that it? Nope, that's not it. That's a waterfall. So here we go. So that's one of the views.
Oh wow.
You can't even, the pictures don't do it justice. So we end up hiking where there's like no rail. Yeah, look, my daughter's plastered up against me. So the wind is blowing super hard. We like, look at that.
Holy crap. Sorry, I'm yawning.
It's yeah. unreal. And we're standing there, and there's like this little ledge. Let me see here if I can find it. And I walked up to the ledge, and I didn't want to go anywhere near it because, like, the wind's blowing so hard. Look how far away that is. It kind of gives you a little perspective.
That's crazy.
And I'm like, I'm walking out there with my daughter, and my wife and son and father would not go with us where there was no rail. So my daughter Ellie and I walk out there, and I'm, again, I got this like massive amount of queasiness and dumping of adrenaline in my body. And we walk up to the edge of this thing, and I'm talking, it's a, I don't know, 2,000 foot cliff right in front of us. And we're standing on like very sandy soil, so like you could easily slip.
Yeah.
And then the wind is just howling. And I'm like, Ellie, we're not going to walk out on that little, it's like this little island.
This is probably a bad idea.
Yeah, this is not good. So we kept walking along the edge and just going and going and going and going and going. And I finally got to a point where I'm like, okay, this is safe enough for my son and my father and my wife to come out with me. So
yeah,
I called them. I said, come out here. It's okay. And when they got to that one little island I was telling you about that goes like way out,
mm-hmm.
I watched some foreigner just like walk out there. And I'm like, you're an idiot.
You're insane.
There's no reason for you just to waddle out there like nothing's wrong with the wind blowing like it was. And so finally I was like, all right, I'm going to go out there. So I went out there and my kids were like, don't do it. Don't do it. And I did it and came back. I was like, all right, Ellie, come on. You and me. I'll hold your hand. Let's go out there and check it out. So we walked out there. And dude, I right now I'm getting the queasiness feeling just thinking about it. So that was cool. I brought the whole family out there except for my wife. She wouldn't do it, sissy. Anyway. Anyway. But that was super freaking cool. And after that, we left there. We left Bryce, and we went to get food because it was getting super late. And I ended up finding this middle-of-nowhere town. I don't even know where I was. The closest grocery store to this town was 2.5 hours away.
Yeah.
And I found this, like, I don't know, this old, like, Western. Let me see if I can find a picture of it. This old Western restaurant. I took a picture of it. There it is. Look at that. It was just in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, that's cool.
And
a nice ramp too.
Yeah. And let me see here. It's called Rustler's Restaurant. And it was in the middle of absolutely nowhere. Look at that. Look at the view outside of the wow. outside of the that's restaurant. Awesome. That's walking out of the restaurant. So again, I love finding just completely obscure places to eat. And it was good. I had what was it, ribs and chicken. It was great. It like literally no booze out there.
Yeah,
none. Beer and wine only. No liquor. What is this?
This is Scotland.
Oh, that's cool.
So these are the Copper Falls. Mm. So essentially the pictures don't do it justice.
No,
but this is like an
not.
Emerald green
yeah.
waterfall.
That's cool.
But from the top of the canyon all the way down is all copper. So all the water is like this like
blue.
Deep blue
yeah,
green.
That's cool.
It's gorgeous.
That's cool.
And then this is cool. So these are the, I think they call it like the Angel Falls or something like that. But essentially the wind blows up against these hills and they sing.
Yeah. Oh, they sing?
They sing.
Huh.
It's
that's
insane.
Cool. Yeah, those cliffs look a lot like the ones we were at. Like just. But, size and steepness.
And this is like, so this is off the North Sea. So when the winds come off the North Sea and they hit all these ridges,
mm-hmm.
it's like wind chimes. Huh. There's no wind chimes. It's insane.
That's wild. Nature is so freaking cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we did the Bryce deal, came back, and we didn't get home till like 10:30 at night. The kids were just exhausted. But we We played golf the next day, which is great. We just played a public like 9-hole course.
Yeah.
I only shot 2 over.
Ah.
I was really happy with that.
Me, I'll be like 35.
I 100. Shot a. It was a par. It was like 34. I shot a 36.
That's not bad.
No, it wasn't. It was really, really good. For 9 holes, but it was, dude, my daughter was beating the snot out of the ball. I was like, good Lord, girl. And when I say beating the snot out of it, I'm not talking about like,
man, does that thing owe you money?
Dude, she's pounding it down the center of the fairway. I'm like, all right, now look, hold up. She's like, oh, I learned from the best. I'm like, I love you. You're such an awesome chick. Look at that. That's beautiful. Where's that? That's the Alps. Oh, I'd love to see that.
Oh, it's so gorgeous. So
that's crazy.
My aunt, for my graduation gift for all of us,
yeah.
She said that we can all have a trip around the world, anywhere we want to go.
Wow.
So I chose to go to 3 different places, which she actually liked. We ended up going to Prague, Poland, and then Germany.
Wow.
While we were in Germany, we just took a road trip, and we essentially drove all through the Alps. Wow. And, like, this is – remember when I said emerald green?
Yeah, it's green.
That is emerald
– like, that is emerald green.
That was even brighter. Like, they're like – these were like your eyes. I'm not even joking. That's the actual color of it.
That's crazy.
It was insane.
Wow. I love that kind of stuff. I don't like when we fly into Vegas. People are always like, "Oh, I'm going to Vegas," and then, like, I'm the first guy to like,
"I'm going to get out of Vegas."
I'm getting out of Vegas, and I'm going to go find the most twisty, whiny road, and I'm going to find a log cabin that I can eat a burger at.
That's my parents.
I don't. I mean, yeah, I'll gamble here and there, but like, I'm not. Like, that's not what I'm into.
Guess what year that castle was born?
Oh God, I don't even want to know.
It was 300 AD.
What?
Yeah.
How is it still standing?
I know.
Holy cow.
Isn't that insane?
That's insane, dude. Like,
this is like one of their famous display clocks that like does like dances and stuff. It's like got cuckoos and shit that come out. Not literal, but like it has like this whole
thing. How big is that? It looks huge.
It's massive. It's like 5 stories.
Oh my God.
But
it's like a cuckoo clock.
It's a solar clock.
Oh, that's cool.
I think is what it's called. And it does like this massive display at 12 o'clock their time. It's so cool.
That's cool.
Unfortunately, they were doing repairs on it, so we couldn't see anything out of it.
Yeah. But
that was one of my favorite trips. I think this was a Coke can from there.
That's cool. It's like, cool seeing the other side of the world.
Yeah.
Things are just different.
I learned so much about culture and people
mm-hmm.
by going on that trip, and my aunt didn't think I did, but I took in a lot more than she think I did when mm-hmm. I went over. I'm like, I learned a lot more out of this trip than I did going to college.
Oh, yeah. Colleges.
Just understanding people, understanding mannerisms. Like, dude, Germans, they sound angry as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
But they're the nicest. Like, we went into this tavern that was kind of sort of attached to our hotel that we were staying at. And we went down, and my aunt spent till like 4 in the morning partying with them.
Wow.
I went up to bed because I was tired. But I ended up going back up to bed, and I opened the windows, and I was just watching. I was like, just looking at the slopes, because we were right up against the mountains. And then when you leave the next morning, there's hundreds of people. So in Germany, they actually take like 3 weeks that literally everybody, work, school, everybody's off, mm-hmm. and they just go ski.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that's fucking sweet.
Yeah, they do spend take a lot of time off there. I want to go to Sweden.
That was so. I had Switzerland on my list, but it just didn't make it. Mm-hmm. I don't remember why, but it was cost.
Oh,
because of the skiing.
Yeah,
Switzerland's like a massive ski spot, and the time I went, it was like middle of winter.
Oh,
and apparently I don't own a calendar, but I actually think it was cooler going in the winter.
Yeah,
because there's not as many people there. You're actually getting to immerse yourself with different things, and like. Some of the dishes were very interesting. Like, Poland's a lot of duck.
Mm-hmm.
They like duck over there. Duck's very good.
Yeah.
My brother did a lot more of the foodie stuff because he was more interested in it. I went more of the – I like to collect knives, so I tried to find a knife that I could take home mm-hmm. from each place.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a military-grade Czech Republic dagger.
Uh-huh.
So that was pretty cool.
That's cool.
And then I got some German knives, which are bloody fucking sharp.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, bloody sharp. I actually keep those in cases at my house.
That's cool.
But those are really cool. And I think the German was Damascus.
Hmm.
I got something from Poland. I can't remember which one I got from Poland. I tried getting something from Scotland, but they don't sell knives or anything there.
Hmm.
They had like this pocket shiv that would go in your boot, and it wasn't even sharp. It was just like something that you like a blunt instrument.
Mm-hmm.
But that one was cool. That one I still have.
That's cool. That's cool. So it looks like I'm going to be going to Australia here soon.
That'd be sweet.
Because we
watch out for them spiders.
I know, I don't like spiders. Well, I don't mind spiders. I don't like snakes.
But, not any better.
Yeah. We have a customer out there now in Melbourne, and then, or is it Brisbane? It's Brisbane.
Yeah, it has to ship into Melbourne.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, the day after we sold them, a municipality in Melbourne called and said, we want it, but we can't buy it from you. We have to buy it from somebody local. And the person that we're selling to in Brisbane is also wanting to become a distributor.
Oh, that's cool.
And apparently they've got the cash and the means and the this and that. So that we have to get working on that, and they want to get trained. So they've already booked flights. They're going to come here the week after GIE or Equip, excuse me.
Yeah.
And they're going to get like in-house training, and then after that.
Oh, I want them on the party. I want them on.
Okay.
I want them on so bad.
Yeah, they keep calling me mate.
I'm serious. So we have friends that are in Melbourne. I think we have, not Sydney. There's like a city around Sydney that they live. But we have friends in Melbourne, West Melbourne.
Yeah.
And I think his name's Graham. Fantastic guy. He's a good friend of my aunt.
Yeah.
And he's been on our boat. I mean, he's been a very good part. I mean, he's been to Christmas. He's been to Thanksgiving. So they're good friends. I think he just moved back because his visa was up for work. But I think he's trying to come back.
Nice.
But, yeah, I enjoyed Australians. They're fun. Look up Isaac Butterfield before you go.
Okay.
Fucking love him.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know when all that's going to happen yet. But I know they're coming here the week after Equip. So I'm gonna do a full training. They're going to be here for like 2 or 3 days.
Wow.
And I was like, look, we'll have you build a mulch mate. Like, literally, it's not that hard. Like, we can do that.
I'll have him over for dinner.
There you go.
Good steak.
Yeah. And so that'll be cool. And then I want to get over there because I want to find and set up someone to build DMTs over there. I'm not going to ship DMT. That's just silly.
That would be expensive.
Yeah. So I'm gonna find a manufacturer between now and then that's going to build DMTs.
Shit. Don't they? They're on the other side of the road, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're on the shitty side.
Mm-hmm. So there's something in the works here that's going to correct that, but I don't know when that's going to be done, but they know that it's on the wrong side, the chute, at least.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Well, they are on the wrong side.
We're on the correct side and the right side. we're both. But
yeah, what's right is right.
What's right is right. And but I'm gonna go over there and fuck y'all, cancel me. I want to go over there for like 2 weeks and get things set up and then just take some time and just experience the country. I've only been out of the country once and I was a child.
Twice.
It was Mexico. It's not really out of the country.
Well, if you to call that, that'd be three then.
Yeah.
But I want to go to Australia really bad.
Yeah.
That would be a fun trip.
Yeah, it'd be fun. So that was my trip to Utah, and that's kind of what's going on now, and it was a lot of fun, much needed. I'm actually, so I haven't said anything to anybody here, I've already...
booked your next flight.
Actually, I've talked to the people that I rented the house from.
Yeah.
And I can rent the house for 4 weeks.
Damn.
And it's a lot cheaper. It's only... So what did we pay this time? It was like $1,700, I think, for the whole week.
Yeah.
We were there, something like that. I could get it for an entire month for $3,500. So I'm considering this summer, like when things are slow, June, July, August, something like that. Just, I want to test what it'd be like to live outside of there and work for the company and then like just live my life that way and see how that works.
We had it pretty tied down here.
Seems to be. Yeah. The thing that would kill me is just content creation. You know, I would lose.
You have to come back for a week, get a bunch in, and then since you're out there, you do what you can.
Do all the editing there, do all the posting there, do all that.
But schedule it.
Yeah, and then do all the stuff with engineering and design and all that. I'd have to just do that remote, which you could do.
Yeah, you Zoom most of that.
Yeah, Yeah. So,
and then this we'd have to figure out, but it's just get you a mic and a interface that works.
Yeah. It wouldn't be hard. People do it all the time. So I'm not saying I want to move there, but I'd like to experience what I need is I need the week that I was there. It was great, but it was like just barely enough.
Yeah. They normally say they're like, I don't know if you've read in like some of the scientists and stuff like that, like Nikola Tesla and shit like that. They do sabbaticals, but during the sabbaticals when they come up with the most ideas or the best fix to a theory. Mm-hmm. So
when they're off, when they go away.
Yeah. Yeah. But like not necessarily calling this a sabbatical. You still be working, but it's mm-hmm. you're detaching your brain on one sense of like my family's in an unsafe area. This is a like, okay, my kid, family and kids can go out and do whatever they want. Mm-hmm. I'm not having to fully worry about them, mm-hmm. you know.
Yep. Oh, trust me.
I mean, shit, it probably do Craig a whole bunch of good, too.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. Like
Craig probably have a mojito in his hand while he's working.
Oh, yeah. Our skin feels better. Our hair feels better. Like, when we all headed out there, all of us were starting to get sick.
Yeah.
I could feel it. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm going to be sick out in Utah. This is going to be awful. Within 2 days, the sickness was gone.
My dad had a head cold the whole time because of allergies.
Where?
Out in they were in Vegas, but they were traveling too. Mm, so yeah. they went out to Zion and all the other parks.
Well, the weather out there for me literally cured my whole family.
Yeah,
all of us.
Wrecked my sister, my dad. I couldn't go out there because of the dryness.
Mm. Oh yeah, your skin
fucked me up.
Yeah, my skin's a little dry. I was just looking at my leg a minute ago. It's starting to look like you.
Yeah, Chloe and I actually did. We're making this as soon as we move in and get settled. We're gonna try switching to an all protein diet.
You should try Viome, the thing that I did.
A drop of Dookie in a bag.
Mm-hmm. It tells you what your body loves and doesn't love and all that, and stay away from things.
Yeah,
you may not like the results, but it'll help you lose weight.
Well, my thought is we try, because the reason I thought about it and talked about it with her was I was listening to Joe Rogan's podcast and he's like, I am on a mainly strictly protein diet. So mm-hmm. chicken, meat, most of that stuff. He's like, the reason I stay away from it is because he's like, number one, when it comes to carbs, I will demolish a pizza.
Oh, yeah.
And that's like, my I problem. Get that. I can do the same thing.
I'm a carb guy.
I love carbs.
Yeah.
But he's like, when I just do protein, my energy levels don't peak and spike and drop. He's like, it just stays level all day. And then, of course, at the end of the day, it slowly goes down mm-hmm. because you're getting naturally tired. Mm-hmm. But he's like, I don't have a spike in energy or an issue with my days. It's just everything is strong throughout the day. Mm-hmm. And then when it comes time to go to sleep, it's that time that you've got to clock out anyway and mm-hmm. you fall asleep.
Yeah, that's a problem. Like, if you want to gain weight, eat right before bed. That'll do it to you real quick. But how about we wrap this one up?
I like it, Mr. George.
Well, guys, I hope you enjoyed that, I don't know, overview of my little vacation. It was probably not. It was more entertaining and just kind of letting you know what's kind of going on. I do appreciate you guys holding the fort down for me while I was gone.
It was fun.
It's nice having a team where I can just kind of like, I can trust. Man, back in the day, I couldn't do that.
It actually, not in a shitty way, but it actually felt good because we all were firing on all cylinders. Mm-hmm. You know, I was ripping through the tarp tubes. I was ripping through all the white. There was one day I had to like wait on something because it was still gloss black. And Sam's like, just wait a little bit longer before you put that in. And I had something else to do. So I was able to kind of configure my schedule. Mm-hmm. Oh, it might have been Hitches. Yeah, I think it was Hitches. I did Hitches, cool. And then I finished the tarp tubes and then went from there.
Cool.
So, but yeah, it was a bunch of fun stuff. But we got it all done.
That's good. I can't wait to catch up with you guys. And I got a bunch of things I got to do. And I got to... just a lot ahead of me. It's going to be a crazy day. With that said, guys, I hope you have an awesome day. Thanks for joining us for another episode of Life in the Fast Lane. We hope you enjoyed the episode. We hope that you join us for the next hundreds and hundreds of episodes that we put out there. I know we're enjoying it very much. And don't forget to follow us on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, LinkedIn. Am I missing one? Twitter? I don't do Twitter too much.
Tater. It's X.
X. Excuse me. But yeah, guys, hope you have an awesome day. We'll catch you in the next one.
Yeah, don't miss me too much.
Mulch made.